Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Get the discussion started. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, raining on a Tuesday, but we're full of sunshine. What's up, the Eddie Scazzeri? How are you? And I'm not happy with this guy. His name is Al Edwin Diaz Dukes. You.
What did I do?
You. I usually say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Not today. You put the bad juju on me is what you did.
How so?
You're telling me about the bad sleep with the dog.
Yeah.
And the nights are terrible. You know what I've done the last two nights? Nothing. I've stared at the ceiling until almost 1 o'clock
Why
in the
is
morning.
This?
And I'm exhausted. I don't know. I feel like you put the whammy on me.
Oh, put the whammy jammy?
The last two nights.
I put the wango tango on you, Jerry.
I've been laid down at 8:15. And at midnight, go downstairs to hopefully fall asleep for a couple of hours. And I blame you.
Well, here's another thing you're going to blame me for. I am parked on your front of your car. I mean, I am
up
in your business,
You're leaving
Jerry.
Before I am. I don't care.
I know. That's the problem.
Here's the good news for me, or bad news for you. Perhaps someone does that to you on the front end.
Well, I'm kind of in the front end. I'm really impressive, Jerry. I got myself in a parallel parking situation.
You.
But here's the problem. We're on a main road.
We are.
As many roads are in New York.
Yeah.
Getting out of there is going to be a pain in the ass.
Yes, it is. Correct. And I don't have much room behind me.
No.
Oh, by the way. Because I had to pull into a... So the person that was in front of me must have left.
Yes.
And you were able to sneak right in.
I did. I snuck in there, Jerry.
Not bad. Not bad.
Here's a couple things, Jerry. Number one, last night at 10:43 p.m. on the Aaron Rodgers official Twitter account, tweeted, Soul.
Yeah, whatever.
A lot of people thought it was from the post-game podcast, Soul.
That's not what it was.
A lot of people thought that was Aaron Rodgers saying goodbye to the Packers.
No.
Because he tweeted, Soul.
No, he didn't tweet that at all.
Well, that's what people thought.
He tweeted, Soul.
Soul.
Right. That's not the same thing.
And then apparently this was Packers cornerback Rasul Douglas.
Who took his phone, apparently.
Aaron Rodgers, get a grip on your life.
Yeah.
Randos? I don't even heard of this guy.
In fairness, I could have done it to you yesterday as you went and got coffee and left your Twitter page open.
That's fair.
I'm just saying, and I contemplated
You're right.
Posting something nice about me. And then I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do
That's
that.
That's a good point.
You leave that Twitter page open. It happens around here
constantly. Yes.
Constantly.
Oh, I come in all the time on Mondays,
yeah.
And somebody's Twitter's been open all weekend. And I'm about to drop some nasty stuff.
It happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah. So, but this guy made it seem like he had Aaron Rodgers' phone.
Yeah, that's why the story goes.
Aaron Rodgers, what are you doing?
Like, where is he?
Right.
I mean this, too. If I'm the Jets, I move on. It's time to have some self-respect now.
This is what I thought just today, Jerry. I just tweeted out, too. There's a great... There's a great clip from the TV series Arrested Development where the one of the guys is trying to call the bluff of the other guy. But that's what I do.
Yeah.
I go, by the way, Aaron.
We're out.
This is off. You have till 3 today.
That's fair.
Get this off the table because you know what?
You got to move on.
And guess what? You got nowhere to go either now. Now I hold the cards.
It sure seems like it, unless they're going to try and, you know, somehow get in on Lamar Jackson, meaning the Packers, but they've got Jordan Love.
Don't want him, clearly. They don't want him.
I know they
and
don't.
No
they,
one
the
else
the
is
president
interested.
Basically yes. said it, and we played the clip the other day.
And no one else is interested, Aaron. So if I'm the Jets, I lowball him.
It's that no one else is interested. It's also that the Packers have said they will not trade him to an NFC team. Now, the one team that he could end up with would be Tennessee. So it's not like he doesn't have any options. He's building a home in Nashville, according to many reports. The Titans did surface as a possible destination about a month ago. So that is possible. But if I'm the Jets, I either, as Brandon would say, pivot to Lamar Jackson. I pivot to, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Ryan Tannehill for a year or two to figure things out. But I can't, this is enough. Because if he holds you like this for another day or two, like, what are you doing?
Well, here's the other, if that is
and
indeed.
And then says no.
If that is indeed happening, then you're right. Today we put a deadline.
I agree. I like that idea.
But there's also a very good possibility. This is all a done deal and no one can say anything yet. And because they're figuring things out, like Aaron knows he's already agreed to the Jets. The Jets know he's coming. And it's
In this day and age, Al, for that to come out,
for that not to come out.
I don't know about that. I get the point. And if it was just a quarterback in one team, maybe. You got two teams involved. Media all over the place. I'm watching ESPN yesterday. Adam Schefter can't even be on set because he's in the corner of the room on his phone, which looks ridiculous, by the way.
Jerry, there's media all deep in this.
Yes, of course. You're going to tell me that someone in that organization, now Trey Wingo said, did report, and Boomer's been saying for weeks and weeks that Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets. So it's not like this is...
Boomer's been 100% confident for 2 weeks solid.
So we're just waiting for confirmation that when it happens, not if, according to Boomer. I mean, he thinks it's happening. Trey Wingo at least came out and said, it's a done deal, and then nothing happened all day and all night. And I woke up, went to the phone, I'm like, all right, is Aaron Rodgers a Jet?
Yep.
Nothing. Like, oh, God, here we go, another day of this crap.
Yeah, another day.
I've had enough.
Me too.
Move on.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I had on Carton and Robert yesterday while I was cooking my dinner. They had nothing. Nothing.
No, there was nothing going on.
Nothing
Mike
going
White
on.
To the Dolphins. That's what they had.
That upset me. I figured it would.
You're
really
a Mike White guy.
I love Mike White.
I know you do.
It really bugged me.
So it's great. So the Dolphins now have two of the most brittle quarterbacks in the league. So when one gets hurt, the other can step in and get hurt. Hopefully the other one will be back by the time the other one is injured.
Also, I found this humor. So WFAN tweeted out a picture of Mike White with angel wings. Okay? They put angel wings on Mike White, and it was like...
The FAN account
did? The FAN account did, Jerry.
Who runs that?
That's Izzo and...
Chichester?
No.
Kaplan.
One of those two did it. They put angel wings on Mike White. They put it out there like, good luck to Mike White.
Well, he went to the Dolphins.
Can I tell you, Jerry... It has 2.7 million clicks.
Really?
Yeah. Because people were furious.
Huh.
Acting like we reacted like he died. People got so angry about it that it was so over the top silly that it went crazy yesterday.
2.7 million?
Yeah, 2.7 million. That's what I checked this morning.
And I didn't even see this.
Sure, you got to get on the Twitter. It's awesome.
Well, you know what? That is my problem. I don't really look at it after I leave here until I wake up to see about if there's any news. Oh.
So everyone kept writing, too. You got to look at the responses. But when something has 2.7 million
views, that's a lot of responses.
Yeah.
You got to sift through a lot of crap.
It was mostly people thinking we went a little over the top.
I guess so, if you're making him look like he's dead.
Yeah, let me see what the... I want to get the correct wording.
That's pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, very impressive. So, good news for the WFAN social media accounts. Passed our mark.
Do we monetize that?
That I don't know.
Oh.
It says, the end of an era in New York. Thank you, Mike White, with prayer hands. And then he is got angel wings and a halo over his head.
How bizarre. Of all things to get that many views. So what is the official number?
2.7 million.
It is 2.7.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
$2.7 million.
Well, you know what? He's going to be in Miami. God bless him.
$2.7 million.
That sounds awesome.
You know what's so funny, though? Out of 2.7 million views, Jerry,
yeah,
it only has 2,000 likes.
Yeah, see, that seems phony to me then.
Right.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
2,000 out of 2.7 million?
Yep.
Come on. Yeah, something's wrong with that.
People very...
That sounds like a bot fest.
You think a bunch of Russian bots are over there?
That doesn't seem real.
It is strange.
You think?
It is strange.
Yeah.
But right, well, thank you, Mike White. Here's what I hope, Jerry, and I'm a Jet fan. I'm rooting for the Jets. I hope Mike White beats them twice a year as a Dolphin.
Oh, shut up.
Just because it annoys me.
You can't be a Jet fan and say that.
We have a homegrown talent like Mike White, and we let him go. Let him go.
Stay healthy.
I know, but it's what I'm saying.
They had to make a decision.
Imagine if he could beat the Jets twice a year.
He's not going to play twice a year. He had every opportunity here, and every time he went out there, he got banged up and injured. I'm not saying he's not a tough kid. He is.
Yeah.
But what do we say about Eli Manning? Played every week.
Tough.
Every single week he was out there.
I blame that. We got Mike White. That's right.
Let's party.
South Beach.
Eddie, I hope you get yourself a Mike White Dolphin jersey and wear it on Mondays. Let's go. Mike White.
Eddie's
time.
Been wearing the same Dan Marino jersey for 27 years.
Yeah,
you want him to switch up?
Correct.
For an injury prone backup quarterback?
RQB Mike White's on fire. RQB Mike White's on fire.
No, he's not.
He's going to set this league on fire.
True. When did you record this?
Probably when he won that one game for the Jets.
How's he done since?
Not great.
Really lit the world on fire, didn't
November 1st, 2021.
I blame that jerk.
2021.
I blame that jerk on the Bills who just came in and just...
Hey, clobbered him.
Cut him right in half.
Yeah, he
did. Didn't seem right.
Very physical, legal tackle.
Very
physical. That's what happens when you've got brittle bones.
He was brittle.
I know he was.
Man,
bad for him.
I thought he was putting on a flak jacket, Jerry, and he was going to be able to...
Well, he did in Seattle. How'd that work out?
Not great.
No, it did not work out great. It worked out quite terribly, actually.
Well, that just stinks, Jerry.
Fluttering passes all over the place.
Yeah.
I know. It was bad. Feel bad. I genuinely feel for the kid. But now he's in Miami. I don't feel for him anymore.
Yeah.
Now I wish I was him.
Me too. He got a 2-year deal,
$16 million.
Yeah, but is that real?
I have no idea.
I'm no longer being bothered by NFL money because it doesn't mean anything.
No, you need to know what the guarantee is.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it. You know what the guarantee is and you're golden. Like some of these contracts, you see $120 million. You know, some of the guarantees are big. Like there was one yesterday that was $84 million and 60 was guaranteed. That's pretty close to accurate.
That's
then.
Nice.
Right. And if you play well, you're probably going to see every bit of the $84 million. When you see $75 million and $30 million guaranteed, that's a fake contract. That just looks nice.
That's fake news said.
Yes.
Is what that is.
So I would be curious what the Dolphins guaranteed him. How about this? You don't break your ribs, we'll pay you.
He guaranteed them, Jerry, a championship.
Where? When? What kind of?
This season. Super Bowl.
Maybe a flag football championship in the summer.
Jerry, imagine Mike White and what do they call their fast Tyreek Hill? What is his name again?
The Cheetah.
Mike White and the Cheetah, Jerry? That's going to be an unstoppable combination.
He's not playing. I know what you're thinking. Tom Brady might be the quarterback in Miami before he sees the field.
Imagine Mike White, shotgun formation, Jerry. Gets the ball. And at this point, Jerry, he's learned to get rid of it fast.
Oh, yeah.
Now that he's got Tyreek Hill.
From who? Tua, who's the king of the concussion?
But, Jerry, you got to understand he's got Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's already in the pattern where he's supposed to be. At the second step of the two-step drop, boom, ball's out. Guy's not getting hit all year. And we're sitting over here with old man Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm just wondering, then, why did Tua get hit constantly?
I can't explain.
I was just wondering. Okay.
Rookie mistakes. Yeah.
Was it Jordan Poyer that clobbered him? Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
I don't know that it was. It
sounds right.
I think he'll still be in Buffalo. Will he not be?
Well.
I know he was talking about the podcast. I guess he could leave, but.
Yeah.
If he stays... Beware, Mike White. He's coming for you.
All right. It's the same division.
Yes. Twice a year, assuming that Poyer's still there.
Twice a year and twice on Sunday, Jerry.
Although Poyer could join the Dolphins. Remember, he was talking about taxes? Remember? That was
yes,
him on this podcast.
Yes, he wants to go somewhere. And he wanted to see where the sun.
And warm weather. Yes. So maybe Poyer teams up with Mike White and Tua, and they become a powerhouse.
Hmm.
And then you can wear your Dolphins stuff proudly, you fake fan.
Looks like I'm going to have to start rooting for the Dolphins, especially if the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers.
They might not.
I think it's a done deal. I think what Trey Wingo says, I think what Mr. Boomer Esiason says, and I think we're all being, like right now in Florham Park, they're all having a good chuckle thinking Aaron Rodgers is screwing them over.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right, because I saw Jimmy Garoppolo go off the board yesterday. He was probably going to the Raiders anyway because of Josh McDaniels.
The Raiders.
But, you know, there were links to him coming here potentially if Aaron Rodgers didn't want to be here. He's gone. Like, that's it. Now, the Jets could pivot and try and make a move for Lamar Jackson.
Pivot
but
time.
I don't see that happening because he wants too much guaranteed money.
How about this
for a guy
also,
who doesn't stay healthy?
How about this also for the Jets? Not only does Jimmy Garoppolo go off the board, there's no bringing Sam Darnold back. He went to the Niners.
No one cares. No one cares.
To rebuzz his career.
Rebuzz his career?
It.
Is that a word? Rebuzz his career?
Now. He's going to rebuzz his career.
Okay.
We got Mike White.
No, you don't. Miami has Mike White.
Party.
Yeah. The Niners had a good day yesterday.
I predict that the Aaron Rodgers situation will get done tomorrow.
Okay. I said today after 12.
I say tomorrow after 10 a.m. because Boomer and Gio are off Thursday, Friday.
I think we'd do this another day.
Yeah. Another day.
I mean, it's enough.
Another day. And
does
right
he
now,
go on with McAfee today?
No.
He doesn't?
No.
Why not?
Build intrigue.
What intrigue? We have an intrigue for 5 months.
It'd be great, though, if he's on McAfee, then Woody Johnson calls in and he goes, I'm going to pull this offer in 3 o'clock.
He's not doing
That's
that.
My Woody yet.
Woody Johnson would know how to get a hold of Pat McAfee if he really tried. Come on now. There's no way. Although it would be fun to see, this I would say, it would be fun and torturous if he went on with McAfee and committed to nothing.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. If he goes on, he's committing to nothing. That's why I think he doesn't come on, because he doesn't have anything to report, and he doesn't want to be looked at as a douche.
Well, he's already looked at that,
oh.
And there's really not much we can do beyond that. But so I didn't even know about this kid. You see, the Giants got Okereke. Have you seen how people have pronounced this kid's name?
Where did he come from?
The Colts.
Okay. No. What is? How do you pronounce it properly?
Well, I went and watched 3 or 4 videos from CBS and Fox from this season.
Okay.
Okereke is how all
Okereke.
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 Yes, that's how all the announcers call them. I imagine they had great pronunciation guides, probably talked to them. Okay, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
I've heard Okereke.
I like that one.
Okereke. It's really funny, like, listening to all the announcers not know who he is, but that's who they got.
The way you say it, it's almost like you're saying carrot cake.
Okereke.
I'll have a slice of Okereke.
That actually would, if you went to, so you go to the restaurant every Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
You should, for Poops and Giggles and record it, order for dessert Okereke and see if they bring you carrot cake.
I'll have a slice of Okereke.
It does sound like
100% I'd get carrot cake.
As long as it's on the menu.
Yeah. You got to go to a diner. Diners always have carrot cake on the menu.
Diners have everything on the menu.
Yeah, how is that?
I always find the diner menu overwhelming.
Yes.
There's too much stuff, and something's got to be going bad in the back.
I would love to see the kitchen of a diner.
I don't think you would.
It's got to be a lot going on back there.
I don't know if you'd ever go back there. There's no way.
Yeah.
You go to the diner where at 8 p.m. you can get anything from a steak and baked potato to pancakes and hash browns.
My friend one time in high school we went and he ordered fried shrimp. We were like, fried
at a diner.
Shrimp.
Oh yeah, yay.
It came it had all like freezer burn on it. I've been sitting back there forever.
I'm always concerned ordering fish when I'm not near the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm sure it doesn't matter. Can't do it. Doesn't work for me.
Even though the fish we're getting near the ocean isn't coming from the ocean.
Probably from, right, hundreds of thousands. Who knows from where
it's
coming
from. Even though we have the ocean right there, we're probably still importing our fish from, like, Vietnam.
Just seems like it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't. Seems like that. All right, 519, running a bit late here. Quick break. Boomer and Gio at the top to discuss everything in the world of sports, including that guy, Aaron Rodgers, on the Fan.